For KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Bobby Ampazon. Arkansas's governor is defending a work requirement for enrollees of the state's Medicaid expansion program. A key deadline was last night, and as KUAR's Michael Hiblin reports, unless there was a rush of people logging on to a state website this week, thousands of people are now out of compliance.
Last month, Arkansas became the first state in the nation to implement a work requirement for its Medicaid program. Department of Human Services spokeswoman Marcy Manley says,
in June, 8,534 of them didn't show an exemption in the system, which would mean they would be expected to report activities or report an exemption through the portal. Of those, we're showing about 371 are already compliant for the month.
Which means more than 8,100 people had not responded as of a week ago today. Unless there was a rush of people this week before last night's 9 o'clock deadline, it's safe to assume many of those are now out of compliance. Governor Asa Hutchinson told reporters he's not worried about the numbers.
If they don't respond, it might be because they've got a job and they're not going to bother with it anymore. When they don't respond, it might be because they moved out of state. It might be because their spouse had insurance. All different kinds of issues there. I think this will help streamline the process and make sure those that are really qualified and entitled to it receive that benefit.
DHS has been working to train social workers and provide information to advocacy groups to share with those being impacted by the work requirement. Marquita Little, Health Policy Director for Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families, says when the final numbers are released, they will show the success or failure of those outreach efforts.
It will give us some insight into maybe the ease or difficulty people are having with either meeting the requirement or understanding the portal or electronic system that they'll have to use in order to qualify for an exemption.
She says homeless or low-income people will be most impacted by having little or no access to the Internet. If enrollees fail to enter information with the state for 3 months, over a 12-month period, they will lose their health care coverage. Michael Hiblin, KUAR News.